Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Z104. Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
And Dirty Work Wednesday is brought to you by friends Gordon Zed, attorney at law. Get your dirty work handled at zedlaw.com. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Emily.
Hey, Emily. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so my boyfriend, actually my fiance, went to visit some friends over Thanksgiving weekend, and I think he ran into his ex, and I feel like something happened between them.
Oh boy, okay. Now, where were you while all this was going down?
I was here. I had Thanksgiving with my parents, and he went to Rochester, which is where he's from.
I see. And what is his name? Did we ask you that already?
It's Jake.
Jake. Okay, Jake the Snake. All right, so you were here. He went to Rochester, so he didn't want to have Thanksgiving with your family?
He did, but a bunch of his friends were doing this huge reunion up there, and he really didn't want to miss it, so he said he didn't know when they would all get together again, so he went.
I got you. So a little old school reunion. So how does the ex come into play here?
So he has this ex named Jenna, and she's friends with every single one of those people, too. And when he told me that he was going, I asked, you know, who was all going to be there, and he never mentioned there, but I just knew that she was going to show up.
Right, yeah. So he just conveniently left that part out then.
I guess. I mean, maybe he didn't know she was coming, but I highly doubt it. Yeah. Anyway, so they all went to this hooligan's place where they all hang out and they took a bunch of pictures and stuff. And I saw that she was there, so I decided to sort of snoop my way over to her Instagram. And that's when I noticed the pictures that she took.
Let me guess, she was all over him in these pictures?
No, it was actually the opposite. She didn't have one single picture with him, but here's the crazy part. So there was a bunch of pictures from the reunion, a bunch of pictures from the bar, but then the next picture was this plate of food, and the caption was, "When the party becomes the after party." And she found herself at this Italian restaurant called Corso.
Okay, all right. So she likes to carbo load after drinking. I get it.
Okay, but here's the thing. I looked up the restaurant she was at, and it's the same restaurant that's in the hotel where Jake is staying.
Oh, okay. So she was staying in the same hotel as he was then? Or maybe the same room?
Well, no, she lives in Rochester, but she definitely came back to this hotel to eat.
Well, wait, was he tagged in that picture at all? Like, did she say at dinner with a friend or anything like that?
No, but I mean, what are the odds that she just coincidentally ended up eating at the same restaurant that was in his hotel?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. There's probably a lot of other restaurants in Rochester. Okay, well, we can call him if you want to. I mean,
well, wait, hold on. That's not the end.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's more?
Yeah, actually, this is the biggest part of the story. So the picture after dinner is one of her feet in front of a fireplace. And there's another pair of feet in the picture, and the socks on the feet are exactly like the ones Jake wears.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, was there a caption on that photo?
Yeah, it said, "What year is it anyway?" And one of her friends commented, "Is that who I think it is?" And then she wrote back the whole shh emoji.
Wow. Ooh. Okay. So you're sure that was him, though?
I'm not sure. That's kind of why I called you guys.
Oh, I see. Okay. Wow. I mean, we've had guys busted by text message, busted by movie ticket stubs. We've had the random hair tie under the bed, but we've never had a guy busted by his socks before. Are you sure they were his socks in the photo?
Well, no, they just look a lot like the kind that he wears.
Okay, so we're here to get evidence then.
Yeah.
To see if Jake and his ex, what was her name again?
Jenna.
Okay, to see if anything happened between Jake and Jenna. Got it.
Yeah, and I have both their phone numbers if you need them.
Oh, okay. Wow, you really did your homework then.
I mean, I listen to you guys every week, so I know how this works.
Okay. Yep. All right, so let's do something kind of kooky then. Let's call Jake first. Let's record his voice answering some quick questions and then use his recorded voice to see if Jenna will admit to anything. Because we call Jake right now. Well, if we call him, is he going to answer?
Unless he's at the gym, he should answer. Yeah.
Okay, so let's try that. Let's do that. Let's call Jake first when we come back.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to a Jacob, please?
That's me.
Hey, Jake, this is Jack Harlow. I'm calling from Visa Fraud Detection. So we noticed some unusual activity on your debit card this past weekend from a different city, and we wanted to make sure it was actually you and not somebody stealing your identity. Did you happen to make any purchases in Rochester, New York this past weekend?
Yeah, actually, I did. Went there for a few days. But that was me.
Okay, great. We just wanted to make sure it was actually you.
Yep, absolutely.
I actually have a buddy who lives up there. He keeps nagging me to come visit. Is it pretty nice up there?
Oh, beautiful. Definitely go visit.
So you had a good time?
Yeah, great time.
Okay, great. Well, listen, that's all I needed. Thanks so much. You have a great day.
No problem.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. All righty. Give me one second here. Okay. Want to tell everybody what's coming up in the ENZ?
Coming up on E on the Z. Rihanna. She,
don't pay attention to this film.
Okay. She has been named a hero for Barbados, but it's not the title that people are buzzing about. It's the photo of her accepting her award.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, perfect. All right. So now what we're going to do is we're going to call Jenna. And she is in Rochester. Give me the whole phone number here, please.
Okay.
Okay. The idea is we're going to put his voice in here so she thinks he's on with us. If this works.
It will.
Of course it will.
Has to.
Yes. Oh, don't let me remind me. I got to put Emily on, too, okay, so she can hear this. Hang on.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Jenna, please?
This is Jenna. Who's this?
Jenna, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show in Virginia Beach. How are you this morning?
Good. Who is this?
We're a radio show down in Virginia Beach. We know you're up there in Rochester, right?
I am.
So you've probably never heard of us before. But listen, there's a reason we were calling you. We were talking this morning about old romances getting back together. And Jake actually called us and told us all about you.
Oh, he did.
Yes. In fact, Jake is on with us right now. And Jake, you said you just got back from Rochester and ran into Jenna, correct?
Yeah, actually, I did. Went there for a few days.
And how did Jenna look when you saw her?
Oh, beautiful.
So would you say that the spark sort of reignited, or?
Yep, absolutely.
So you two had a great time?
Yeah, great time.
Well, awesome. So listen, Jenna, tell us what you guys did at your little reunion.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we met up with a huge group of friends that we all used to hang out with, and we went out for drinks.
Okay, and after that?
After that, Jake and I went to get some food together, and we just sort of hung out after that.
Yeah, he told us about the fireplace. It sounded really nice.
Oh, yeah, that was probably the best part.
Okay, so speaking of flames, are we talking like a reignited fire here between you two?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask him about that.
Well, I mean, we did, and it was pretty obvious how he felt, so...
I mean, is this going to turn out to be a one-night thing for you two, or is there possibly more coming?
I mean, it's up to him, but I would want there to be more.
And you would want there to be more? Okay. Let me ask you the awkward question here. In the morning when you had breakfast the next day, did Jake have to call you for breakfast, or did he just nudge you?
I don't really think I should answer that.
I see. Okay, well, I think you kind of just did. By the way, crazy side note, did Jake mention at any point that he's engaged?
Engaged?
Yeah, did he mention that he has a fiance named Emily?
No, not really.
Okay, because he does, and she's also on the phone with us.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, snap! That there might just be the proof you were looking for, Emily.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty much all I needed to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what now? Is the engagement still on?
Nope, and he thinks he's getting the ring back. He is so wrong.
Well, hold on a second. Why don't you give him the chance to admit everything to you? Like, now you pretty much know what happened. Call him up tonight and be like, look, you have one chance to tell me the truth and just see what he says. I mean, maybe he was just, like, getting it out of his system one last time before he gets married.
What? Getting it out of his system? No. Nope. He had plenty of time to get it out of his system before he proposed.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, of course.
Come on.
But still, I'd like to know what happens if you ask him. Like, I want to know if he admits anything or, like, tries to continue with the lie. So, and this is entirely up to you, Emily, but do you think you could ask him about it and then see what he says and then, like, call us back tomorrow?
But even if he tells the truth, the engagement is so off.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to see what he does. So confront him tonight and then call us back tomorrow, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, excellent. Dirty Work Thursday tomorrow morning. I love it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.